TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Class influences most aspects of our lives, from who we're friends with to where we eat. And it's especially present in our politics. Class is such a powerful influence that it creates what can sometimes feel like an irreparable divide. Joan C. Williams wants to close this class culture gap, which she feels is unraveling the fabric of American politics. As the founding director of the Center for Work Life at the University of California Hastings Law School, Joan's work focuses on improving working class lives. And today she demonstrates how bringing class consciousness and understanding to the forefront of national conversation can help us bridge this political divide.
Let's start here. Raise your hand if you consider yourself middle class. That's a lot of people. Now, I'm guessing that some of you who raised your hands live in households that earn $200,000 or more a year. That's actually not middle class. That's the top 6%. But you know, as Americans, we use the term middle class almost indiscriminately. So in a recent Bloomberg story, an amusement park worker earning $22,000 a year and a lawyer earning $200,000 both described themselves as middle class. What happens if we look at Americans who are just actually in the middle? So, as Americans, we're a little clueless about class. Virtually all Americans who were born in the 1940s did better than their parents. But today, it's about half. And wages used to rise when productivity rose until the 70s. That stopped. If it had continued, wages would be about double what they are today. And so blue-collar America heard the cultural disrespect, and they deeply mourn the passing of the American dream. The result is a politics ruled by fury. You know, I don't like what this dynamic is doing to American politics for two reasons. The first is ethical. I'm committed to social equality for all groups, not just for some groups. And the second is strategic. The hidden injuries of class are fueling a politics so polarized that our democracy is threatened. Now, in order to begin to turn this around, we have to understand more about what I call the class culture gap. Because class isn't just about money. It's also a set of cultural traditions that we riff off of to shape our everyday behavior and make sense of our lives. Class affects everything we do, from that first cup of coffee we have in the morning till whether we prefer the edgy or the tried and true. Let's first look at the professional managerial elite. Their central ethic is self-development. That's why, as parents, we spend so much time trying to discover our children's every little micro-talent and develop it post-haste. These jobs require independent thinking. And so we focus on individual achievement and work devotion. And we display our originality. Everything is artisanal, from ice cream to spiritualities. And edgy, because being disruptive can yield a unicorn, a Silicon Valley company with a $1 billion valuation. But you know, in blue and pink collar jobs, being disruptive just gets you one thing, and that's fired. Whereas the PME kind of takes stability for granted. And so the focus is on self-discipline, the kind that gets you to work every day, on time, without an attitude, to an often not very fulfilling job. This is why the middle class so deeply, deeply values institutions that aid self-discipline. The military, traditional religion, traditional family life, and why the taste is for the tried and true. Think ample portions of comfort food, Olive Garden, rather than smidgens of sophistication. Think tasting menu. How can we begin to compromise on these issues that go straight to the center of our identities? Three steps can help. The first is we need to lower the level of ambient anger by lowering the level of open insult. Class slurs should be as stigmatized as racial slurs. The second step is that we need to address the key engine of middle class fury. The PME needs to care about the economic prospects of the 2/3 of Americans who lack college degrees. These proxy wars on guns and religion, they reflect the raw pain of Americans unable to give their families a future. And the last is the most important. We all, on both sides, need to change the way we think about each other. You know, too often, advocates on both sides, they're absolutists, convinced of their own moral purity. But I think we're better off if we leave politics and purity separate. Politics is about the messy business of living peaceably with decent people whose lives give them a different truth lens. The sooner we begin to bridge this class culture gap, the sooner American politics will step back from the brink. Let's start now.
Joan C. Williams earned her JD from Harvard Law School and is a distinguished professor of law at the University of California, Hastings Law School. The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Denver, Colorado. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Mile High. Want to hear more about this episode or recommend a TEDx talk for the show? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.